ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutanesha Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminita. Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vani Pacharani. Navasayasya Sanyavadi Pasyati Desatarani. Om Aginatuminandasya Zina Zina Salakaya. Saksu Savilatan Zena Tasmaya Sri Guru Venama. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Zena Bhutale. Sayam Rupa Kadamayam. Dadati sa padantika. Vansa kalpa tubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna. Who likes miracle stories? Because I'm from New York, I'm not quite a miracle story fan, but yet, Vrindavan is such a miraculous place. Just a few days ago, there was a wedding here, and there was a young married Mataji searching around for something in the grass. And I said, what are you looking for? And she said, my son lost his marble. And I said, well, that's not a big deal. And he said, as she said, he told me I have to find it. The son told his mother, so she searched around in the grass. So I spent about a minute just looking, and then I said, this probably isn't the best use of my time to look for the boy's marble. This is his mother's duty, perhaps. And this, but there was a desire to find the marble, so I found myself looking at when I walked past that place. And then just yesterday, I was walking along, and it was just there. Now, I've never seen a marble here before. And this leads directly into the topic, by the way. Did anyone lose their marbles? Which is American slang for total cut up. The topic of this specific class is what is to be gained? And what I would like to say is to be gained and is most valuable is having an attraction to Krishna. This is really what is to be gained in life. Now, if we could play the first. Now, you have to listen very carefully. Krishna Das, remember you're Krishna Das. You have to listen very carefully to this because it goes really quickly. And it's going to be on the screen too. It's a very, very short excerpt of something I was, because I tend to listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures or morning walks regularly every day, tend to. And I was listening to one, suddenly this one point jumped out. It's only probably about 2 minutes, this segment. And I'm going to ask you what jumped out at you, if anything. Okay, go. No, I guess this was a lecture, wasn't it?
Anyone who is under the bodily
consciousness. Excuse me, stop for a second. How long is this? Just. Okay, hope it's the right one.
Either human being or dog, they are the same. That upadhi amongst human beings is stronger than the cats and dogs. The human being will advance in consciousness, they are making this nationalism. That is nothing but dog, is it? Is it not? The so-called nationalism, people are sacrificing so many lives, so many politicians, Napoleon, big leaders. But what is their business? Business is that the dog is mentally and this body. So, it is very difficult to give up this dogish mentality that I am this boy. Very, very difficult. There is ahankar, false ahankar. Because he is not body, but he is false ahankar. So, Shastra therefore says, Bhagavad Bhakti Vihinasa. Jati, japastapakriya. A person who has not developed Krishna consciousness, for him, this advancement of nationality, big work, industry, so on, jati, japastapakriya, kriya, these activities. What are these? A pranasahi, dehasya. Yes. Mandanam lokaran. But it has no value. It has no value. But people are enamored by these things. I belong to great nation, I am American. We have got so many industries. We have got so many cars. Attachment. It is very difficult. Sarvapadhi vinilmuktam. One, after becoming completely free from all these false designations, to become a devotee is very difficult. There is no education.
Sarvapadhi. All sides and from all
sides. So we are dealing with very, very difficult times. It is not very easy. The Krishna consciousness moment. Naturally, we have got attraction for God. That is spiritual kingdom. Just like Vrindavan. Vrindavan means center is Krishna. The elderly person like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, their friends, they are also attracted to Krishna. The gopis are attracted to Krishna. The cowherd boys, they are attracted to Krishna. The cows, calves, animals, peacock, everyone is attracted to Krishna. The water is attracted to Krishna. That is enough. And here, in the material world, nobody is attracted by Krishna.
Who prevents them, sir?
Huh?
Maya.
No. He wanted this. Therefore Maya is there.
So that the possession may go
on. Police is not first. First he becomes a thief, then police. Not that police comes and arrests you, unnecessary, no. As soon as you become criminal, then police comes and arrests you. Maya comes next. If you give up your natural attraction for Krishna, if you are attracted by this material enjoyment, then Maya is there.
Yes, that was the correct morning walk. Were you there? Perhaps. Yes. So anything strike you? Raise your hand if something struck you. Yes, Prabhu.
First, Maya comes later. It's first that we desire.
Yes, exactly. The problem isn't exactly Maya. Prabhupada said the problem is that we have a natural attraction for Krishna, but we neglect that due to material desires. We have a natural attraction for Krishna. It is completely natural, swabhavika. We are naturally attracted to Krishna, but we turn our back on Krishna because we want to satisfy our material desires. So sometimes Prabhupada, when asked, how could we do that? Krishna is all attractive. And Prabhupada says, there is always the chance, there is always the choice of desires. This is free will. So, as Prabhupada said, people are enamored to be there in the material world, enamored, enchanted, mystified by Maya. But first, it's choice. First, it's desire. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, the first verse of the 15th chapter, I'll just read it from my notes here. The banyan tree of our material existence, with its branches and twigs and fruits and flowers, is situated. Oh, this is actually this is actually Prabhupada's purport. The banyan tree of our material existence with its branches and twigs and fruits and flowers is situated on desire, just like the reflection of a tree is situated on water. And the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita goes on to describe this very elaborate tree, which is a reflection of the spiritual world. And it is situated on our desire, the material world. Our situation in the material world is based on our desire. First, as Prabhupada said in that morning walk, there is desire. And then, first there is free will, then there is misuse of desire, misuse of free will, then there's desiring something in the material world, according to the third canto of the Bhagavatam and Kapila Muni's teachings, that the essence of material existence is ahankara, it is false ego, and everything in material existence is based on that, combining with the three modes of material nature. False ego, a false identity, a false sense of being separate from Krishna, a false sense of wanting to be the enjoyer, the center, the Ishwara, the controller. And then, based on that, we desire. And then, according to how we desire, we are placed in one branch of the reflected tree of the spiritual world, the reflection in the material world. Based on our desire, we're placed on one position or another in the tree of material existence. Now, Prabhupada speaks more about this, or Krishna speaks more about this in the third and fourth verse of the 15th chapter. And he says, Krishna says, the real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. One can never understand really the reflection of the material world unless one understands the actual tree of spiritual existence. No one can understand where it begins, this material world. Even if you're a scientist with your cyclotron or Large Hadron Particle Collider in CERN in Switzerland, even if you're combining and try to find out the basis of material existence by smashing atoms into their smaller subparticles and smashing more subparticles into subparticles to try to find out what that material existence basis is, you will never be able to find it. You walk through one door with an answer, there'll be 10 more doors that answer will open, will show you. Never be able to find it. So the form of this tree, Krishna says, cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is, what it's resting upon. Now, listen to this next line in Krishna's words. But despite not understanding it completely or fully, with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. And thereafter, so there's two parts, cut it with detachment, and thereafter one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, the spiritual world, the actual tree, not the reflected tree. One must seek that. And there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended. So he is the basis from time immemorial. He is that foundation, he is that basis. So we should cut with detachment, our attachments to material existence, because that is placing us life after life on one branch of the tree after the next. And then develop our loving attachment to Krishna, which is completely natural, Prabhupada said. So it sounds so simple. All we have to do is be detached from the material world, surrender to Krishna. So simple. But somehow or another, sometimes perhaps, it seems quite difficult to do that. And it's not what you'd think in one sense, because naturally everyone wants happiness, and one does what brings happiness and cuts and doesn't do what brings them misery. But yet, Janiya Suniya Bishakainu, that's just what I do. Even knowing and after hearing, still I don't do the right thing. And I found that it's so much easier to preach to others than act on this level myself. And why is that? So the great challenge is sincerity or lack of sincerity. That although I say I'm a devotee or I'm devoted, but actually I'm mostly devoted to me. So what is being sincere? It's harmonizing our life with our deepest, most sincere desire, the best part of us. We have many parts. Maharaj mentioned this yesterday. The essential part of me wants, it really does want to be a servant of Krishna and servant of Krishna's devotees and to be in Braj eternally. But the problem is that there are other parts too. And those other parts are far less sincere. And the other parts, yes, you want that, but I also want this, and I also want that, and I want to enjoy in this way, and I want everyone to know that I'm this, and I want everyone to know. Labha puja pratishtadi jata upasakagan. So many other parts want so many other things. So if we were fully sincere, we would align our life with the best, most sincere parts of us. And some parts of us, I have seen, may even be afraid, because fear is the main qualification, the main result of turning our back on Krishna. Because here I am, thinking myself with false ego, the center of the universe, which I'm not, in case any of you didn't notice, and the most important person. And no wonder I'm afraid all the time, living in that illusion, and everyone is a threat to me, every situation is a threat, because it challenges my position as the center of the universe, as opposed to being a servant of Krishna and Krishna's dear ones. So therefore, what we want to do, there's two parts in that Krishna said, we want to cut and we want to develop our natural attraction to Krishna and the kingdom of God. And a problem that devotees often face is that we want to be devotees and we want to be with Krishna, but because of these other desires, we don't really fully become devotees. And because we are devotees, we can't really be materialists, and we can't be materialists, and we can't quite be devotees. And there we are, stuck in the desert, so to speak. And it's very dry in the desert, because we'll be here, we'll be not here, neither this nor that. Did I get the Hindi right? Yes. Is that okay?
Damna? I skipped that word.
Somewhere. Okay, you were somewhere else. Did I get the Hindi right? We'll be here, we'll be not here. Not here, not there. Yeah. The desert. And actually, Maharaj actually mentioned this yesterday, and very, very briefly, when we sit down in front of Krishna, which we will do, and then sometimes we think, well, now what do I do? what do I do now? And it can be confronting. So we've tried to provide some structure. But anyway, what we want to do, and this will be the subject of tomorrow's class in more detail, we want to get out of the desert. We want to increase our sincerity, which means increasing our desire, increasing our spiritual desires, increasing our desires to serve Krishna. And interestingly enough, understanding our lack of qualification, understanding our lack of qualification is called humility. And yet having this desire, and yet not feeling qualified, and yet having this desire, which is increasing and increasing, tatilaloyam abhimulam ekalam, increasing desire, increasing lack of qualification, feeling lack of qualification. And the greatest devotees, interestingly enough, everyone from Srila Prabhupada to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the six Goswamis to Narottama Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Mahaprabhu himself, na prema ganda, he said, what to speak of not having love of Krishna? Not only don't I have the substance, I don't even have the fragrance of the substance of love for Krishna. So we want to increase our desire. And that will make us detached. Param drishtvinavartite, more and more detached and more desirous of being with Krishna. That taste, I want that taste. I don't want to I don't want to taste the things of this world. But we can only, it is comparative. Unless our desires increase on the spiritual level, we will be forced by the modes of nature to taste the material world. So I wanted to tell primarily one pastime and look at one verse with the desire to help us increase our desire to be with Krishna. Because when we hear about Krishna, he's actually all attractive. And when we get faith in Shastra and in the words of the great souls, then we can actually trust the beauty of Krishna, the nature of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna. And when we hear about the beauty of Krishna, I mean, can we even conceive of what unlimited beauty is? What is unlimited beauty? When Lord Brahma, who was so powerful, contacted not the unlimited beauty of Krishna, but the unlimited power of Krishna, when Krishna's when Brahma stole the cows and the boys and the calves, and Krishna expanded himself, and suddenly, when Brahma came back, he saw that there were unlimited Vishnu forms, boys first, and then Vishnu calves, and then unlimited Vishnu forms that had expanded from this little boy who was just there with the rice and fruit in his left hand, with his stick. And he was so beautiful, but yet these unlimited forms, which each had unlimited power, unlimited forms had come from him, and each of those unlimited forms had unlimited power. And they were all there, and Brahma saw that, and basically he fainted, basically. When coming in contact with unlimitedness, infinity, and there that infinity was Krishna, and there he was. Just, and after expanding into so many unlimited powerful forms, he was unchanged. That's Krishna. That's unlimited power, and he's unlimitedly beautiful. when we in conditioned state become in touch with unlimited power, we get frightened because it's very dangerous to come in contact with unlimited power because we're very limited and he can do anything he wants. So we like to be in control even though we can't be in control. So if we can just touch some of these unlimited qualities of Krishna, his beauty, his power, and his kindness, his gentility and generosity. Bhava Grahi Janardana, that he sees the good, then we want to find this person. We want, here's the person that we can actually give ourselves to. Surrender, which is the door to prema bhakti. So I wanted to talk a little about the pastime of Ajamil. And the last Alone with Krishna retreat, I spoke about Ajamil, but from a bit of a different point of view. I would like to speak about one small aspect of this unlimited pastime. But it is one that really caught my attention. So raise your hand if you don't know anything at all about the pastime of Ajamil from the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. Was that a getting rid of a fly or you were? Okay. So Ajamil, we know, and this is actually a continuation, the Ajamil pastime as told by Srila Sukadev Goswami in answer to a question by Maharaj Prakrit about how could people be relieved from hell, suffering in hell. So Sukadev Goswami first says, by performing karma, prayaschitta, atonement, and second, he says about by jnan, by understanding you're not your body and not detaching yourself basically from material existence. And Maharaj Prakrit rejects those. And Sukadev Goswami explains, and this will come out soon, he explains why bhakti or chanting the holy names is better, much better than those two processes of karma and jnana. So this will come out. So I'll just tell a little bit more of the pastime. So he wants to explain how powerful the chanting of the holy names is, how powerful bhakti is. So he describes how Ajamil was a young boy. He was very pure, and then he became contaminated, and he married a prostitute, and he cheated, and he stole to support the prostitute, and he lost all his brahminical qualities, and he became degraded year after year after year, and he was 80 years old, and he had a 6-year-old son whose name was Narayana. And he loved this boy so much. So he would call Narayana to this, come here, Narayana, come here, Narayana, come here, Narayana, the name of God he was chanting. So it came to the point where, as it will come, I hate to be the bringer of bad news, but he was about to die. He reached that point in his life, as we all must reach that point one day in our lives. And he was afraid. He became terrified. He saw the Yamadutas coming towards him. And in his terror, he called out to his mind naturally went to that which he was most attached to, which is exactly what the mind does at the time of death. Have any of you died recently and you can confirm that? But yes, have any of you had those, you know, been in a difficult situation and your life passes in front of you and the mind becomes attached? It fixes on where we look for shelter. So Ajamil, in this terrifying situation where the Yamadutas came to him, he called out his son, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. And then the Vishnudutas came. The servants of Lord Vishnu came and stopped them. And they said, how can you stop us? This person is so sinful. We'll take him to the court of Yamaraj. He deserves to suffer, and it's for his own good. And they said, no. And they said, yes, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this. Sinful actions. And he has to be, and there's karma, there's reactions to everything one does in this world. And he has to face the reactions to his, to what he has done. I once in Melbourne in 1975, Srila Prabhupada was speaking to some devotees, the Sankirtan devotees, the book distributors were brought in to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was saying, remember this was the 70s in Australia, and Prabhupada said, he was talking about the importance of celibacy. And if you remain celibate, especially between the ages of 16 and 21 or 25, he said 21, your brain will become so fertile for spiritual realization. And then he looked at the devotees, and they were like this. And he said, but if you chant Hare Krishna, everything will be all right anyway. So, but there is something very important in that, the Prabhupada said. So then, after the Yamaduta said he's been so sinful, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this, they said he's already performed, all those sins are gone. And this is what he said, and it's a little bit abbreviated, but in the second chapter of the sixth canto, which is right here, he said, the Yamadutas say, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Vishnu is the best process of prayaschitta, or atonement, for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows even, and for all activities performed by sinful men. So the Vishnudutas are explaining this to the Yamadutas. But then they said, the Vishnudutas said something else, and here is what I wanted to say. They said, Savesham api agatvam. Yes, now we're ready for the slide. Krishna willing, the correct slide will mystically appear. Yeah. Savesham api agatvam idam eva suniskritam nama viharanam Vishnu yatatas vishyamati. Now, please pay very close attention here. Okay. Savesham means of all of them. Api agatvam. Even the persons agatvam, aga means sins. So those who have committed unlimited sins, practically speaking. Agatvam, a person who has committed unlimited sins. Savesham, of all of them. Idam, eva, suniskritam. That certainly, the suniskritam means the best atonement is nama viharanam Vishnu. So he's just, the Vishnudutta said so many things of atonement, of sins, and the best, and now he's saying the best of all processes of atonement, nama viharanam Vishnu, which means chanting the holy names of Vishnu Krishna. Now in the final line, yatastad vishayamati tells why. And the reason is because the person who is chanting vishayamati, the person who has been chanting, that the mati of the intelligence, the mind the consciousness of Vishnu, of Krishna, goes to that person. Mati means intelligence or consciousness. So he's saying, the Vishnudutta saying, that of all sinful people committed terrible sins, the best saniskritam, what does saniskritam mean? Best method of atonement is chanting Nama Viharanam, Vishnu is chanting the holy names. And why? Is because the mati, the intelligence of Krishna, on hearing his name being chanted, goes to that person. So this is something to take into account when we're chanting, obviously, is that Krishna hears our chanting and his attention goes to us, the chanter. But where is my attention? So if I invite you, what's your name, Prabhu? Sankarshan Priya. Such a nice name. So if I have you, if I invite you now, talk to me and tell me how your day has been so far. Yeah, just do it, even though it's awkward. Now it's terrible. Okay, now you talk, go ahead.
So, now we are hearing the teaching. We have been told that the intelligence or consciousness of Lord Krishna goes to that person who chants his name.
You've given up already. Now, I've invited you to have your attention on me and tell about what's going on, and then I'm not there consciously. And that's what my tendency is when I chant Krishna's holy names. And how did you feel? Did you feel like continuing being with me? Even a little? Definitely not. You stopped even. But Krishna, his attention. But that's not the point I wanted to make. Because there's something in the qualities of Krishna that is very attractive that comes out now. Now here's Prabhupada's translation, and here's where you really have to listen. Even if you're a little tired, like some of us may be, please listen. This is Prabhupada's translation. Now, there's something that isn't in the verse, word by words, that's in this translation. And your job, so to speak, your challenge is to see what it is. Now, listen carefully. Simply, this is the translation. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Now, what in Prabhupada's translation was there that isn't in the Sanskrit and the word by word? You have to raise your hand, though, unless, yes, Manava. I've heard this. The person is chanting my name. My intelligence is God to him. Thank you. And then he says, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Now, where did Prabhupada get that from? Because it's not in the verse. And the answer is explained in a supplementary note at the end of the chapter where Prabhupada explains that this is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. And there's a long explanation there in the supplementary note, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who he's quoting, His explanation is very, very long, but he talks about many things about the potency of the holy name. And I've picked out one small part of what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. And by the way, he says, I'm getting this from Sridhar Swami. So Prabhupada says, I'm getting it from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, I'm getting it from Sridhar Swami. This point, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. This is Krishna's thinking. We're getting access to Krishna's mind through these great acharyas, our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sridhar Swami. Now I'm going to read, because it's a little bit easier to make the point I want to make. So I'm going to read from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment. The name of the Lord may destroy sins. And by the way, Ajamil wasn't sinning and chanting, knowing that the chanting is going to remove sins. His sins, his chanting was namabas, it was offenseless. It was innocent. He was sinning for sure, but he wasn't sinning on the strength of chanting. So here's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. The name of the Lord may destroy sins, but how can namabas chanting, that means chanting with no offenses but no love, how could it be the atonement for thousands of grave, deep sins which cannot be destroyed even by thousands of 12-year vows? Because he said, if you commit this sin, if you commit this sin, if you commit sin, the best removal of the sin is just chanting the name of Vishnu. And he say, he's bringing up an opposing argument. How is this possible? It can't be removed by even countless 12-year vows of atonement. And then he answers that doubt by saying, chanting is the best atonement. Suniskrita. Since, here's the reason, it destroys the root of sin, the cause of sin, which even Gyan does not do, what to speak of karma. A 12-year vow of atonement, though it destroys the effect of the reaction of sins, it cannot destroy the root. Because the root is false ego. I want to be the enjoyer. I am the center. But the chanting destroys the root. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Hare Krishna. He says, not Hare Krishna, but he says, that is not the only result. Would you like to know other results? Because the chanting of the name of the Lord, because from chanting the name of the Lord's mind dwells on that person. Tadvishyamati. The Lord thinks, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. This is who we are dealing with when we chant his holy name. This is Krishna. Ajamil was chanting the name of his son, the most sinful of persons, not even chanting the name of Krishna directly, meaningful in his mind with that intention, but Krishna is thinking, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. This is the nature of Krishna. And then Vishwanath continues, this is Sridhar Swami's meaning of the phrase. Now he tells more on this. Hearing his name being chanted, he's describing Krishna, and remembering Ajamil, the Vishnu Dutas are speaking, the Lord ordered us to bring Ajamil, who is chanting his name. So the Vishnudutas challenged the Yamadutas because Lord Vishnu, hearing him chant the name of Narayan and the name of his son even, he then sent the Vishnudutas to protect Ajamil. This is what the Vishnudutas is saying. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if such chanting elicits so much protection and affection for Ajamil, how much more the Lord will remember a person who chants his name with a service attitude, affection. How can I serve you? How can I please you? Please accept me as your servant. How much, if you get this result from this Supreme Person, how much more will one get if one actually chants Krishna's name with some sincerity, makes even the attempt? How can I serve you? That's the first translation Prabhupada gave the early devotees. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please accept me. Please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. How much more if one chants in that mood? This is the implication. This is what is implied. And he continues a little bit. To show this to the servants of Yamaraj, the servants of Vishnu said that Ajamil's chanting at the time of death had destroyed all his sins. But actually, from the first time that Ajamil called his son Narayan, out of all the times he called, all his sins had been destroyed. The rest of the chanting after that had produced bhakti. Now there's one, two more sentences. No, that's the end of the purport. This is my little comment. So by hearing again and again of Krishna's nature and his qualities and his generosity of spirit, his kindness, his softness, his sweetness, by hearing again and again, we become more attracted to him naturally. That's what Prabhupada said. We're naturally attracted to him. We're naturally attracted to the kingdom of God. But we're looking in the wrong place. So let the most sincere, best part of us, let the most sincere and best part of us become more and more attracted to Krishna. And then we'll have our freedom. And then we'll go back to Godhead. Now, yes, one more example. This one is spoken by, next verse. Hopefully. No. Oh, how nice. This is another verse from the Ajamil pastime. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified tata visyate as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Next slide. Oh, yes. Yes, this is what I wanted to just talk about, a different pastime. How kind Krishna is. Raise your hand if you know this verse. What do you think of when you think of this verse? Yes, Pooh. Yes, kamva dayalam sharanam brajayam. Because it's about how Maitreya Muni is speaking about how Krishna dealt with Putana. because Putana was a rakshasa. And she came when Krishna was a defenseless baby. She put poison on her breast, disguised herself as the most beautiful woman, as like Lakshmi Devi. And Yogamaya let her enter Braja, and Yashodamaya and Rohini were there. And they allowed her to take Krishna to her breast to feed him. And her intention was to kill Krishna. And she had killed so many children already, so many that when Krishna saw her, he closed his eyes. He didn't want to look at her. But yet Krishna, in the mood of his Naralila, his pastimes, like a human, as if a human, he used his all-powerful lips. Every part of him is all-powerful. He used his lips only, not to kill her. He sucked out her life. And she tried to push him away. Leave me, child, leave me. And then she began to expand to her real form when she left her house, the house. And she was 8 miles. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says when she died with Krishna still on her chest. And he crushed all of Kamsa's, she crushed all of Kamsa's orchards. A little bit of a, Krishna was telling something to Kamsa already. But how did Krishna deal with this witch? And it's interesting here that he was, sadvi is the feminine of sadhu. So there's sadhu and sadvi, the feminine form of sadhu, which means a holy person or a faithful person. So, and jighamsi yad means that she was envious. She was envious and she was faithless. And how did Krishna deal with her? He gave her the position like of datri, of nurse, almost like a mother in the spiritual world. And then she came trying to kill him, but because she came disguised as a well-wisher, a devotee, Krishna gave her a complete spiritual destination. Kamvadayalum, who could be more merciful to him than Krishna? Who is more worthy of sharanam, surrendering to, than a person who treats someone who tries to kill him in that way? And that's kamutyanaya. That means just imagine how merciful and kind is to someone who's trying to serve him. Ajamil calling his name, call his son. Putana coming disguised as someone, as a well-wisher, but trying to kill him. And Krishna, look what he gave them. Who could be more merciful than Krishna? Now, there's one morning walk when Prabhupada is explaining how merciful Krishna is, and then I think it was in Delhi, and Gurudas said, or maybe it was Bali Mardhan said, you are more merciful to Prabhupada. So to end this presentation, or part of the presentation, this part, I'd like to put on the next prosho, the final prosho. And I'm going to ask you what struck you at the end of this. And if we can just learn to trust Krishna's kindness, We are very fortunate. If we can learn, that's called Shraddha. Shraddha sabde visvaskari. Sudritinastrai. If we can learn to trust Krishna instead of who I already know is the most untrustworthy, which is my mind, if I could just learn to trust Krishna, how much less anxiety I would be in life, what to speak of. I could then step forward. Yes. Let's see what Prabhupada says. Now, this is Allahabad. Okay, 1971.
This is the super excellence of chanting the holy name of Krishna, our God. Here it is said that such description or prescription for performing ritualistic ceremonies, they are not sufficient to purify a man. But if one chants the holy name of God, Hare Krishna Mantra, Jatha Hare Nama Padai, Dudahitai, Padai, once only, Krishna, Rama, Narayana, so Hare Nama, not other name, only Hare Nama, Jatha Hare Nama Padai, Dudahitai, simply once chanting. Uttama sloka gunopalambakam. The purification of chanting Hare Nama means as soon as you chant the holy name of Krishna, immediately you will see the form of Krishna. You will realize the qualities of Krishna. You will immediately remember the pastimes of Krishna. That is pure chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. That is commented by Sri Jiva Goswami, that a pure devotee who chants Hare Krishna Mantra, immediately all this, nama, rupa, guna, lila, parikar, vaishishya, simply by chanting name, you will feel the form of Krishna. Here is Krishna. Nama, rupa, guna. Here are the qualities. Oh, Krishna is so qualified. He is so kind. He is so magnanimous. So many qualities you will remember. Nama, rupa, guna, lila. Then it's pastime. Krishna instructed Arjuna. Krishna played with his cowherd voice. Krishna had very nice talks with the gopis, with his mother, Jasa. These things will be remembered. That is actual perfection of chanting. Then Ajami in his previous life, although he became fallen in later age, but he was a brahmachari. He was being trained by his father, and he knew the pastimes, he formed the name of Narayana, but by bad association, for the time being, he forgot. But as soon as he chanted the name of Narayana, he remembered all this. Oh, therefore he was saved. Try to understand it. One should know the offenseless chanting means remembering the form. Therefore, Mayavadi, those who are impersonalists, they cannot think of the form of the Lord, neither of the pastimes. They do not believe in the pastimes of the Lord. They think these pastimes means it is Maya. Krishna's transcendental pastimes, they think it is Maya. Krishna's form, it is Maya, because they are impersonalists. Therefore, Krishna says that Janma karma mit dibbam. The rascals, they cannot understand what are the activities, pastimes of Krishna. They think it is Maya. But they are dibbam, transcendent, not of this material nature. Krishna lila is not of material nature. Janma karma mit dibbam. Jo janati tato. Anyone who knows factually, in truth, he only, he is immediately liberated. Just try to tell. Here it is. said that Narayana simply by chanting this holiness, if immediately you remember what is the nature of the form of Krishna, what is the nature of his pastime, what is the nature of emptiness, then you immediately become devotee. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me vibham, jo janati tattva, tattva deham punarjanma noiti, mam eti kaunta. Therefore, chanting is so easy and sublime. One is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. If he is offenseless, he will always remember Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's entourage. The whole thing will be remembered, and that will make him liberated. Offenseless chanting means liberation. We should therefore very much careful not to commit offenses. Then we remain always. So long you chant Hare Krishna mantra, you remain liberated.
Hare Krishna. May have been Gorakhpur, possibly, where Prabhupada spoke about Ajmer. Anything strike anyone? Yes, Panchakpur. In Vrindavan, in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Take it to Giriraj.
I think that was my answer, that I don't know how he's doing it, but he must be doing it. He must be somehow or other forming me and working this very unqualified person.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the issue. Or a central issue, trusting Krishna. Because how could we serve Prabhupada, Prabhupada's movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, unless there's trust? Because the first thing that comes to mind otherwise is, well, if I give myself to Krishna, if I serve Krishna, who's going to take care of me? And the answer is the same person who's taking care of you right now. What to speak of if you serve him? What to speak if you serve him with devotion? What to speak of if you serve him with love? But one has to be a little brave, but act according to one's capacity. No imitation. But that's why people go on pilgrimage. That's why people like Vidura, he left everything behind and he just walked. Because then you find out if Krishna's going to really take care of you. That's why we serve, or one of the reasons why we serve, is to find out if Krishna is going to really take care of us. I mean, if you ask, if that was Pancharatra Prabhu being humble, if we ask any of the older devotees or the younger devotees, Has Krishna ever taken care of you and you know it's him? And if you tell a materialistic person, they'll say, oh, that they'll give an alternative explanation. But you know, there's like a little tap on the shoulder and Krishna says, I'm here. And I'm letting you know I'm here right now, but that means I'm always here. This is what's to be desired, to have this kind of attraction and faith. And what to speak of love for Krishna. Maharaj, because soon we're going to venture out at 10 o'clock or 9:30, we'll leave from here and venture out to Giriraj, and we'll do some things when we get there to set our minds, and then we will spend our time alone with Krishna. And so Maharaj will now give some advice.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. First of all, thank you very much, Purijan Prabhu, for your very well presented class. It was really very good for us to hear. Just, please allow me to just clear my throat. Winter is coming. I have a friend who is a parachute jumper. He told me when for the first time the door of the high-flying plane opened through which he had to go and then jump, he had to trust that the parachute would be there and it would open. He described he was really afraid when that door opened and he looked out of the airplane 3 kilometers or 3 miles down, and I should jump. And he was reconsidering, should I go this direction, move forward, or should I move backward? And he told me at this time, his training on the land helped him, and he held fast, or he concentrated on the steps. Okay, first I jump, then I spread my Hare Krishna like Superman. And then at a certain time, I just pull this line, and the parachute will open and I will land. And he is still with us. He is hearty, healthy and hearty. So today, you were given in this class some very wonderful instructions that will help you when you enter through this gate, when the door will open there, this black door, you know, through which you came. And you will go to Giriraj. It is a leap of faith which you will do, because in the Alone with Krishna session, you are really not even having your mobile telephone with you, your contact to the world. You have your bebek with you and some little, you know, this pink folder which you showed us yesterday. And instructions what to do. And as you do this, it is good to remember the essential points of this lecture. We heard, if you give up your natural attraction for Krishna, only then Maya is there. This means if you are trusting in Krishna, putting your trust in Krishna, when you are sitting there and remembering how Krishna saved Ajamil and how he was so kind to, what was the second example? Bhutana, yes. And you can chant because when Pancharatna Prabhu said, I'm hearing this since, he heard it since more than 50 years, these points, and still I am what I am at the moment. My dear devotees, we should be humbled that, yes, I mean, Pancharatna only said it to churn the subject. He is not in this category. So very, he made it on this picture here. Hare Krishna. Little humor. Little, we are friends. We can humorously joke. So, but when we sit down, we should also see, where am I in relation to these exalted things? Krishna saying, oh, this man chants my name. It is now my duty to give him protection. The protection which is offered by Krishna to a sadhaka is that he gets taste, or as Bhujan Prabhu said, attraction. No? This he gives to a humble person. It is good to hear these descriptions and ask the question, where am I in relationship to it? Because this will put you into the place from where you will surely, 100% guaranteed, make wonderful experience. Says the place of humility which attracts the mercy of Krishna. Trinada, you know Trinada Pisunichina. So, yes, let us keep the points which Bhujan Prabhu presented so excellently and with such, I mean, knowing what the audience needs, what we all need to hear at this stage, and move on. I really don't have more to say at this stage, because my duty after, when I talk after Bhujan Prabhu, is I feel to see what I understood and presented, but also to give you some techniques that have been explained in the afternoon session to remind you of them. But we didn't yet have an afternoon session, so now I only can repeat what Bhujan Prabhu said. Yes, both of us wish you a wonderful day. We don't want to delay you. There will be breakfast at 8:30 in 5 minutes. Is that correct, Prashanta? Yes, no, middle. Acha. Then let you the microphone for the practical things. So Prachanda will tell us how to move on, because here, as you read yesterday in your little handout or a little brochure, Alone with Krishna, what was one of the four guidelines which we have to follow? Punctuality, yes. So I will close now and we will be guided what to do next. Hare Krishna.